Hi everyone, welcome to Wash It Up with Taylor. Before I get started on today's episode, I would just like to remind you that these are my opinions and they don't really matter. So now that we have that out of the way, have some news. I intended to record an episode last week and then I just did it. Totally awkward, random. But anyways, I now am a proud owner of a job. I do not want to disclose location. I act like there are people that, like, don't know me that are watching this, which is a lie. But I now work at a greenhouse, and I love plants. I'm very excited. I do not work in the nursery. I'm a cashier, but I do have the potential to work in the nursery later. So that's exciting. I get an employee discount. I get paid like $8.25 an hour. That's like really not that much, but you know, it's not really about that. I thought I understood my geometry for a while, but I don't anymore. And I really need to like get a tutor or something. Today I forgot to pack my lunch for school. And I really wanted to go home, but I'm home now, so that's okay. My sister also got a job. She works as a lifeguard, so that's fun. My plants are doing well. They're growing. I think my peace lily is gonna flower. Also, okay, little fun fact about me is that I don't look at the weather ever. I never look at the weather. And so today it kind of bit me in the booty because I wore like shorts and a t-shirt because normally it's very hot in the school that I attend. But today I was cold. And I wish I would have worn something different. So maybe I should start looking at the weather. I don't know. I did not develop any sort of plan for this episode. Oh! The books I'm reading are... I just finished reading Song of Achilles. It's very interesting. I probably would have liked it better if I read it on, like, a physical version, but I just got a Kindle, and I really do love it, but sometimes I, like, it's really my own fault, like, I just press wrong things, and I, like, got a little confused, but the Kindle is very, like, savvy. I don't really know the best word for it, but it's, like, nice, you know? I quite like it, and I figured out how to download books for myself, and my dad downloaded a bunch of books for me, like, super, super quick, but I figured out how to do it myself, so I'm really proud of myself. I feel much better now that it's, springtime, but I really want to be done with school for, at least for this year. I'm tired of, I just really don't care for geometry at all, and I wish, I miss Natalie. I wish I could see her more. And we always, like, get hung up on each other. Like, I don't really know what's wrong with her phone. Natalie, if you're listening, I don't know what's wrong with your phone. I don't know what's wrong with my phone. But I didn't mean to hang up on you. Bennett's? Oh, shoot. Oh, God. I wasn't supposed to say the name. Oh, screw it. I wasn't supposed to say the name of the place that I work at, but it's fine. Oh, God, I'm so dumb. It's much bigger than I thought it was. I've been there before. There's, like, an upstairs that I had never been in because you're not supposed to go there. There were signs that it was employees only, but now I'm an employee. Oh, story time. Reminding me about plants is that I was at Lowe's and with my mumsy, but she was like gone. And I was looking at the plants. Mind you, I really try to restrict the plants I get at Lowe's because they have fungal gnats, and you have to treat fungal gnats, and you can use many different things. I like to use cinnamon, but I digress. I thought I was going to end up on the side of the milk carton and or the 9 o'clock news. I was grabbing new pots for three of my plants because they needed bigger pots. And then I was also grabbing ingredients to make my own potting soil. So you would think that that would kind of portray the kind of person that I am. But this person, this man, a man, walks up to me. He's like, "Do you need any help, ma'am?" I said, "No." Mind you, I was on my tippy toes grabbing a pot, but I said no, and he kept following me around, and I tried to be nice because I didn't want him to murder me, and he really could have just snatched me right up. I am not that tall, or very intimidating. It would not be that hard. And so he let me go, and I go look at other plants, and he finds me again, but this time I have my cart. And I'm in this aisle that you can only go one way into. Like, I was literally cornered by him. And he would not stop talking to me for, like, 10, 15 minutes. I never told him my name. But then I realized afterwards that I do have a necklace that does say my name on it. And I wear it all the time. So that really wasn't my best decision if I want to be incognito. But he was talking to me very personal. Like, he had all, and I was trying to get him to go away from me. He was, like, talking about, "You should work here." And I was like, "Do you know anything about plants?" He goes, "No." And I was like, "Well, these plants look dead, to be honest." And then, I don't know, he was like, "Have you ever thought about enlisting?" Mind you, I had crystals dangling from my earlobes and flowy pants on and, like, a floral headband. Do I look like I've ever thought about enlisting? And he has these tattoos, and he was talking about all the tattoos he was going to get. And I was like, "Oh, I don't like those. I don't like the sleeve tattoos or ones with color. I don't like those." And then he was like, "What about, like, the president? And do I look like I am rolling with Donnie? I feel like I'm a pretty open book, guys. Do I look?" And then I was just trying to say things, the most ridiculous things that came to mind. I was like, "I feel like the military preys on kids that are poor, that don't have the means to go to college otherwise." He was like, "Not really." And I was like, "Oh, okay, so you're just stupid?" And then there was, like, this other guy who worked there. And I don't know if he was there for the same reason this other man was, or because he was trying to protect me, because this man was very scary. And I tell my mom, and she's like, "He has a wedding ring on. He told me he had a girlfriend." And so I thought that would be, like, you know. But then every time he was walked by, he was covering his ring finger with his thumb. That is suspicious. That is suspicious. What just happened? Hello? My phone is malfunctioning. Hello? I really don't know what's happening. It's fine. We move on. What else do I have to say? I called Audrey about it afterwards, and she was at Lowe's. And the same guy went up behind her. Scary. Very scary. Total creeper. Don't like him. But what a good story. What else do I have to say? I don't think I have anything left to say. Okay, bye. Love you.